This is Dairy Radio Now.
Corey Geiger, lead dairy economist at CoBank. Corey, consumers are still asking, where's the beef in spite of the rising prices? CoBank released a study on this last week. Tell us about it.
Yeah, my teammate Brian Ernest from the Knowledge Exchange Division really looked into beef prices. And demand is strong, and we have a low supply, and the all-fresh retail beef prices have gone to a record $8.90 per pound, and that's just amazing. And so the average American is now consuming about 60 pounds yearly.
And why do you think that the high prices hasn't scared consumers away?
There's probably a number of reasons for that, and I think when you dig a little deeper into consumer demand, what high-income consumers purchase versus people with moderate income varies. But people still like their beef patties and ground hamburgers selling well, as are high-end steaks. So the all-fresh retail prices right now is up 9% year over year. And in fact, consumer beef demand is outstripping supply. So it's a remarkable story. Beef cattle inventories at a 75-year low. And when you go to on the dairy farm level here for dairy farmers, Farm Credit East data showed that 5 years ago, cattle sales contributed just 5% of the total income at $1.12 per hundredweight. And fast forward to 2024, that value has skyrocketed 130% to $2.57 per hundredweight. So when we see this coming year's data, it'll even be higher.
Amazing. I think the study also showed that the quest for protein plays a big part in this as well.
You got that right. The number of people on weight loss drugs, the GLP-1s, is one contributing factor. And just the consumer moving to high protein diets here is another big factor, and certainly beef delivers high quality protein.
Well, it's all good news, and dairy is part of the supply of that beef. We appreciate it. Corey Geiger, lead dairy economist at CoBank, a member of the Farm Credit System.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
Time is like a river in that it is always moving. Life is like that. It is always moving, and some moments are not able to be repeated.
It may just be our kid's first missing tooth or first and last day of school every year. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to freeze those special moments to be able to relive them later?
I love to take pictures. I have over 30,000 pictures on my hard drive and over 15,000 on my phone. Those precious moments cannot be lived again, but pictures can help you replay them over and over again.
Pictures can bring back memories, but also rekindle emotions. Pictures can bring joy and laughter, or help us heal after losing a loved one. Miracles are attached to taking pictures. If you carry a cell phone, you carry a camera. Take those pictures.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
Concerns about rural veterinarians and a shortage. The Agriculture Secretary announcing a new plan designed to boost vet numbers in rural America.
We've relied on our great team of veterinarians to carry out this mission of protecting livestock and poultry from diseases and pests like the bird flu and the New World screwworm. Bovine veterinarians alone contribute almost $1.5 billion in direct economic impact. Because of a significant increase in education debt for our veterinarian students compared to their potential earnings, a decline in student desire to practice in rural areas is real, and a rapidly growing companion animal sector. The lack of rural food animal veterinarians is only expected to worsen unless we step in. At USDA's Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, or APHIS, and our Food Safety Inspection Service, FSIS, we have faced our own challenges just at USDA of competing with private companion animal clinics to hire and retain qualified veterinarians. This inability to fill even our own positions in both rural areas and in the federal government is alarming and threatens our supply chain.
That's Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins. And I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.